The Athens Area Humane Society's adoptable cat room is clean with spacious metal cages and curious cats waiting for their new homes. But some of their cousins, feral cats, choose their own homes and colonies that can pop up anywhere. And that's a problem for Athens, one that came to a head about 10 years ago when TNR, or Trap, Neuter, Return, was being considered at the county level as a way to control the wild cat population.
It was the cat people versus the bird people.
Blake Aud, an Athens reporter who was working for the Athens Banner-Herald at the time, remembers the tense debate between residents who wanted the best for the cats and community bird watchers who believed cats were a detriment to the bird population.
As dramatic as it was, and it was very dramatic, there were several commission meetings about this, and they were the kind of meetings where, you know, people were lined up out the door at City Hall to talk about it. Very passionate, but, you know, it really turned out to be kind of much ado about nothing.
Back in the cat room, Athens Area Humane Society project manager Jed Kaler describes the differences between adoptable cats and feral cats.
Feral cats are completely unsocialized to people, so we use the term colloquially as a community cat to describe anything that's outside. So if they're friendly, we do try to rehome them when we can, but if they're truly feral, they go through our TNR program and they get ear-tipped and spayed and neutered so they're not reproducing, and then they get put back in their environment. So hopefully that controls the cat population.
The TNR program was passed by the ACC Commission, and the program has since gained broader acceptance. Mayor Kelly Gertz, who was a commission member at the time of the Great Cat Debate, understands why residents are so invested.
The reality is that animals pull the heartstrings, and then you've got lots of expertise here in town. And so we're a community that's always going to turn out lots of dialogue about issues like this. Fortunately, we've put a lot of investment into animal services. Animal concerns continue to be part of what we work on here.
As part of the TNR program, residents can register to be a caretaker for a feral cat colony with Athens-Clarke County. When I reached out to Crystal Barber, the director of ACC Animal Services Department, by email, she said there are about 30 feral cat colonies registered today. While Animal Services does not remove cats in the field, they do offer cat traps so that residents can trap animals on their properties for neuter and return purposes. However, Jed Kaler with the Humane Society says that there are some legal issues to consider when trapping animals.
Depending on the county where you live, you can trap cats on your personal property. So renters in Athens, for instance, and anyone that lives somewhere that they don't own their home has to get permission from the landlord to do TNR.
There are a few organizations in the community that monitor feral cat colonies. Kelly Bettinger with CatZip Alliance Campus Cats works to ensure the health of cats on UGA's campus. As part of Campus Cats, felines are trapped and healthy, truly feral cats are spayed and neutered, vaccinated for rabies and distemper, ear-tipped for identification, returned to their home territory, fed and watered daily, and the location is monitored for new cats. Kittens and friendly cats are put up for adoption, and sick or injured cats are permanently removed. Campus Cats has been active since 2006 and has TNR'd 174 cats in that time. But these days, the average number of animals that Campus Cats TNRs is about 6 cats per year. In some cases, cats are relocated as part of CatZip Alliance's Barn Cat program. Most of the feral cat colonies at UGA are on the edges of campus, where the animals are coming in from nearby neighborhoods. That's why Mayor Gertz encourages residents to remain vigilant to spay and neuter their pets.
Mayor Gertz would ask everybody to please get your cats and your pets generally spayed and neutered. What we want is for you to love your animal, and your animal is most lovable when it is an animal that is not going to be randomly having puppies or kittens that then create community challenges.
You can find more information about traps available for TNR on the Athens Area Humane Society's website. Search Community Cats on the Athens-Clarke County Unified Government's Animal Services website and at the CatZip Alliance website, catzip.org. If you have a large colony that needs to be brought under control, Campus Cats regularly co-hosts high-volume feral cat spay and neuter events. You can email the group directly at feralcatcaregivers@yahoo.com. For WUGA, I'm Kathy Bradbury.